Okay, so tonight the Mitzvah Shem will be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're really getting into Pesach zone. One of the things to be thinking about when it comes to Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we don't give much attention to, and it seems to be part of the story, which is very integral yet overlooked, is Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh. Most of Parshas Shmos is a conversation taking place between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, which is the place of the Sneh, which is why Sinai is Sneh. The significance of the Sneh is very important in understanding the remedy and the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we'll get to in a little bit later in Mitzvah Shem. Before, as an introduction to this sugya, again, if you could just ask everybody to please mute their phones. Thank you. As an introduction to this inyan of the Sneh, Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim, and he asked them, which is the Iker Derech in Avodas Hashem? And one of the Talmidim said, a Chaver Taif, having a good friend. And a good friend is something very important. If you ask anybody on the street the importance of having a true friend, a good friend, they'll tell you about it. But in Chazal, the inyan of a Chaver Toiv is very important in Avodas Hashem. When it comes to davening every single day, the Arizal tells us that it's integral that we mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha. He explains that by being mekabel upon ourselves, Yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha, it opens the gates and is mesugel for the tefilos, that they should be neskabel, they should be accepted. And he explains that one should do so, that if he has a friend, a close friend, he should think about him and be mespalel for him. If he's part of a chevra, if he's part of a community, and certainly all of Klal Yisrael, that the more that a person sees himself as part of a greater whole than just himself, the more that the tefillos are niskava. The idea in Avodas Hashem, where we see this from, that a person's tefillos are mesugel to be makabel when davening for others, is by Avram Avinu. Avram and Sarah couldn't have children for many years. It was only when Avraham davened for Avimelech that Avimelech should be healed from his machala that he couldn't have children, did Avraham in turn also, that he was able to have children. Now this idea of davening, as Chazal say, kol hamispalo bi'ad chaveirav, v'hu tzarech lo yisei davar, when we daven for others who need that which we are lacking, huna natchila, that we are the ones who are answered first. Because Avraham had children even before Avimelech did. One of the inyanim which the deeper svarim speak about, when it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that we're familiar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a father to us, a king, a master, perhaps even a brother. One of the relationships that Hashem has with us is called a friend. Leman achai v'reyai. That Hashem Yisborach is the best friend that we have. That not only does He treat us like a father, or like a brother, but like a king or a master, but also like a best friend. Therefore, when we daven for others, and we're mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha, the deeper svarim explain that the entrance way into davening of Yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha means to be mespalo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something which we're not so familiar with because it's spoken about in deeper svarim in Chassidus. There's a concept which is called the Tzar HaShechina, that the Shechina is B'tzar. The reason why we're so unfamiliar with this is because we have very little training in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think, unless we're taught otherwise, and this is perhaps how we grew up thinking, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this God, which of course He is, but we think of Him as a God who's in the high heaven somewhere, and He's looking down on us mortals and on His people, as if He has like His arms crossed and He's saying, guys, get it together. You know what's going on over here? This is taking a really long time. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. And it's these confusions and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're masakim, which really affects our avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although He is beyond all elements of Mitzias and creation, His oneness and His greatness is that He exists also within creation. And there's a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godliness, how He reveals Himself in this world, which is called the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in creation. And part of the Shekhinah HaKadosha is that it has, Hashem created for Himself, kivyachol, ways that He relates to us, how we're able to relate. So if a person goes through sensations and feelings of happiness or sadness, the Shekhinah goes through the same experiences, kivyachol, whatever that means. But there's something which is called Tzar HaShekhinah, and that's a very, very real thing for us to understand and to comprehend. In the deeper Svarim, what really defines a tzaddik is the more that a person is in tune with the concept of the Tzar HaShekhinah. To understand a little bit what the Tzar HaShekhinah means, because it can be understood on many levels. The Kedushas Levi often speaks about Tzar HaShekhinah as the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything to give. He is the greatest giver. And the fact that He can't give and He wants to give is painful for the Shekhinah. The Chazal say that more than what the child, that the young eagle wants to be yonik and to nurse from the mother has a greater pain if she can't nurse her children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much to give, and certainly in times of Churban Beis HaMikdash, where He has so much to give and He's not giving, that causes the Shekhinah to have tremendous tzar. From another perspective though, perhaps something which most relates to us, is that which the Kedushas Levi writes elsewhere, in Parashas Lech Lecha, where he explains, "Kisha'adam yesh lo eize tzar chas v'chalida." If a person is going through an individual tzar, he uses a very strong lashon because this is how the tzaddikim view things. A person does not have permission to absorb the tzar as a personal tzar. Rak ikar tzaharo yihyezeh, the ikar tzar of ours should be that because of this tzar, we're unable to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu like we should. And when we think that, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. He called tzaarei who rak machbis b'nias aboi baruch hu ayideze, because I'm associating my tzar with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited because of this. Ve'al habechina hazois, and this is the remez which Chazal tell us, that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. He explains that the day of Tisha B'Av is where we contemplate Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is not just our tzar. Because when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Hashem had tremendous nachas from the avoidah of the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippur, from the Karbanos, the Isha Reich Nechayich LaHashem. That's when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So part of Tzar HaShekhinah, which most relates to our understanding, is to think that when we're going through Tzar and we're limited in our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Tzar that Hashem Yisbarach has. And this is really the idea, going back to what we spoke about before, of the significance of the sneh. What's the inyan of the sneh, which really offset the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So, the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radomsker, whose yahrzeit it is today, Chav Tes Ada, he quotes the Gemara at the end of Brachas, which says, "Kol ha-meshatef shem shamayim b'tzaroi, koif lemo parnasasai." That anybody who includes shem shamayim in his own tzar is guaranteed that Hashem will double his parnasa. He writes, "Kasha chas v'shalom bolo is a tzar achmar al-tzam." When a tzar befalls a person, he in a noisin libo ha-tzar ha-shechina, he should think about Hashem's tzar, as the pasuk says, and we're going to say this in Tehillim momentarily, "Imoy anoichi b'tzara." And when a Jew thinks about "Imoy anoichi b'tzara," the next words we say are "Achal tzeyu v'chabdeyu." Hashem says, "I'm going to take care of him because he is involved in my tzar. I see his tzar too." And as Rashi quotes in Parshas Shmos, quoting Chazal, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe in a sneh, in a lowly bush, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was demonstrating to Moshe, this is not just the tzar of Moshe Rabbeinu or the tzar of the Jewish people. this is my tzar. And when Moshe learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu this lesson, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not up in Himmel somewhere, totally removed and distant from what's taking place in the world of Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tzar and He experiences tzar with our tzar, that was the Pesach which opened up all of the channels of Geulas Mitzrayim. Many people are going through hardships right now. And an Eitzah, Taiva for us, is this idea of Imo Enochi Vetzara. We can't say that we're not humans or we're Malachim to think that we're only investing in the Tzar Hashchina, but we should know that there's a dose of Tzar Hashchina that we could be Meshatev Shem Shamayim with our Tzar. And whatever that means mystically, but for the most part we know that if Bate Midrashim are closed and the Beis HaKnesses is closed and we can't come to Shul and Daven with a Minyan and we can't be Toivel Kalim, and we can't do so many mitzvahs, which we like to do now, especially in the season before Chodesh Nisan and Pesach, which is around the corner, there's an element that the Kedushas Levi says, that's Tzar HaShechina. There's Tzar HaShechina. Just like when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's so much Avoida, which is lacking with the Korbanos and the Shiras HaLevian. We can't even imagine because we haven't been there. But we know what it's like to live, quote-unquote, normal life in Galus, although it's not normal at all. That we, the fact that we can't come to Shul or to Daven on Shabbos and to Daven Kabbalah Shabbos together, this is tremendous Tzar HaShechina, and this can be very, very real to us. And this is the Pesach to opening the Geula. This is the Sneh, which is so relevant to this man of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As Chazal say, that a person can't free himself from a Beis HaSurim. When we think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we let him out of his jail, Kivyachal, and he's able to let us out of our jail, whatever personal imprisonments we have in our life, whatever tzars which we're going through, and there are many at this time. So this is not something which is beyond us. If we can put it on our nardaf of Avodas Hashem, a little bit of Imo Enochi Vetzara, a little bit of Tisha B'Av every day. So it's a tremendous opening for us. And this is really the idea of Avram davening for Avimelech. Avimelech is not just a person. Avimelech means Avinu Malkeinu. That Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech, he davened for our father, for our king. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about. What we say Avinu Malkeinu on the day of Tainis, Avinu Malkeinu means that we're in it for you. Asei l'mancha v'lei l'maneinu. We're asking that Hashem, do it for yourself, not only for us. And this is really the inyan of a chaver taiv that we spoke about before. The best chaver which we have in the world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and He's always looking out for us. And we'll end with the words of the Tiferet Shlomo. Again, it's your site today. He says about Chodesh Nisan, Havalino Letaiva. He says, Ki amnim hayamim ha'elu shor Rosh Chodesh Nisan, these days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hine yamim hamuvoirachim, these are blessed days, shehim akli machzik bracha, which receive bracha. Muchanim lekabel kol toiv, shehim yamei hachesed. Days of receiving all goodness and all chesed come avor b'sfarim. And he writes, on a shtikl on Shabbos HaGadol, according to Pasuk, v'yavadata es ha'avoida hazois b'chodesh hazeh, that the avoida of Chodesh Nisan is ha'avoida hazois. And he quotes the Zoya Kodesh, which says, zois hi ha'shchina ha'kdoisha. The zois is always a code word in the Torah for the shchina. V'tzarech lihiyos kol avoida sa'adna b'chodesh hazeh, that the avoda of this month should be la'okma shchintame afra, to raise up the shchina shenikrei zos. So this is the Pesach into Chodesh Nisan. And we have a guarantee from Chazal called Meshatev Shem Shemayim B'Tzarei, that a person who involves the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his tzar, koyfim lo panasasa, if yidin are suffering right now in their panasa, that koyfim lo panasasa, that whatever panasa we had before, our panasa will be doubled. And this is a way in the home of Halach and Avodas Hashem that we hope that not only is this tzara and the emerging from this tzara going to be just to rid Bnei Yisrael of coronavirus. That's not the tachlis. There's a much greater tachlis that every tzar we should know that it's shayach to Mashiach Tzidkenu, it's shayach to greater things, to tzar Shechina. The more that we see ourselves as part of a greater plan and the purpose of creation, which is to end the tzar Shechina, that ends tzar Yisrael too. We should bezeichet to a blessed month of Chodesh Nisan with the brachas and the chesed which he spoke about. And we should see not just the end of the Tzav Yisrael and for the whole world, but the end of the Tzav Shechina with the Gula Shlema. V'mher v'meinu amei.